I'll open the November 25th, 2014 Board of Fire Commissioners meeting at 1:09. Commissioner Hadley, Naylor, and Mike Clark are present. We have one set of minutes that we're trying to run down, August, and so that's a priority, Chief, okay? We're sure they're not on the recording. Okay. Okay. We have had a very busy 3 months. Hopefully, one of the things I want to do is set up the next next monthly meeting would be, what was the date, Chief? We'll do December 18th. Also, is anyone recording today? That would be Amy Cates and Barbara Trainer Tessier. Tessier Trainer. I'm not sure which way that goes. Okay. Union negotiations. We met a number of times with the union. We came to, we agreed to disagree. We have applied for voluntary mediation through the state. That's a process where I don't fully understand it yet. One of the things that this board needs to do is to, and I think we'll do it next time, although union negotiations is on here, but we need to hire an attorney to assist us in this process. Again, it's a voluntary mediation to see if we can come to terms. Nothing that doesn't prevent us from continuing to negotiate, and I had thought that I would at least offer to the union if they have had any revised positions, if they would like to meet prior to this. My understanding is this going to be a January special district meeting. I think it was the 22nd, vis-a-vis the purchase of the Nixon property next door to the fire station. And I think there'll be another, there may be another Warren article. I'm putting together a Warren article for the fire department to appear on that for $25,000 in funds for legal fees to do this mediation. But that would be a good time if we were able to conclude negotiations. We could put it on the agenda and get it over with. But that's just a big guess. So that's where we stand at this moment, and that could be ongoing for a lengthy period of time, or it could end up settled before the meeting, I suppose, but and I have no, can't tell you either way. Chief, on monthly activities.
Okay, monthly activities, rescue calls, and this is the month of October. We had 28 rescue calls and 16 fire calls, smoke investigations, covers to different stations, CO instances as well. So a total of 44 calls in the month of October. Any questions on the... Okay. All right. As you see in front of you, I placed...
Do we get busy now? Are we usually busy this time?
Yeah. December is actually one of our busiest months coming up. But, you know, from September, it slows down in September. We had a push in August, but it slows down in September, October. December and January actually is very busy, and then it slows down again until March, and then picks up again. The trend has been in the past. As you can see, we have a ComStar report. They will be doing the next report. Will be the end after Christmas, actually. So, and that'll be for November. You can see you have some of November there, but November there, just up to October. So basically our activity tracking from November 1st, 2013 to October 31st, 2014 is that spreadsheet that you have. Totaling of calls, transports is 307 with our ambulance. That's not including all the other calls that we do receive and not transport.
Just so nobody's confused, those are transports where we actually transported somebody, not calls.
Right, exactly. Those are the exact transports that we go to see a receiving hospital. The total charges that we have out there is $231,849.20 from November to November 13th to October 14th. The total allowable that we allow to collect is $162,814.09. And the total that we've collected since then is $116,448.65. Again, the percentages, they figure the percentages out, and they have it at 71.52% of the total that we collected. And as you can see, the next page is the ambulance billing account reconciliation report, which really brings us up to October 14th, and it really starts in the fiscal year of July. So at the end of our balance from the gross to the net and the write-offs that we've had in the past, we're looking at $43,868.90 for the month of October, from July to October of 2014.
Chief, if I may, who's preparing these reports now?
This is ComStar. ComStar prepares these. Yep,
okay.
And they do send it in a zip drive to the fire department. You did ask me about three meetings ago, I believe it was, about the write-offs. As you can see, in August there was $3,666.76 for write-offs. I have asked them to give me a report on that, and they haven't as of yet, but I'm sure they will. And then the $101, I don't know what that is. I believe that's from a patient that I think was overcharged. But I will find out what the $3,600 plus is for the write-offs.
We seem to always collect somewhere in the 70% of what we bill. And were we not, and you'll have to help me with my memory, did we revisit or re-vote on what we wanted to charge?
We have not, and that's we wanted to bring that forward, you know, and we could certainly up it. I mean, we're pretty low in terms of other fire departments. There's a breakdown in other fire departments. They've asked the same question because they too have their ComStar reports or whoever they use for billing. And ask every year, they ask, you know, you can up it. Of course, they make more money too when you do that, so yeah.
Well, maybe if you could, Chief,
yep.
Get to each commissioner before the next meeting
okay.
What we're presently writing off and what we would be allowed to write off.
Yep.
I don't know if it would affect people who don't have insurance. I know it doesn't affect it from our side, but from their side.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't affect, it will not affect people that have no insurance.
Let me express my concern on that. Even though somebody doesn't have insurance, they may know that rather than $50, it's $100 to call. I mean, most good people think they're going to have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing that out there as a thought for the board because the last thing I personally would want is somebody not to call because they
that's always
don't
been
have the money.
Yeah, that's always been the concern with this board and ourselves, that this they that boy they might look at the prices and say, forget it, we're not going to call.
Yeah,
you know, we certainly don't want that.
So I just ask people to think about that, because if we jump it up, we might make more money, but we may leave some people behind. I don't know that answer, but
and you know, really, if they do have insurance, it's on the insurance; it's not on them. And if they cannot fulfill their obligation, their insurance obligation, then they do have to come up with that. But if they have a hardship form to fill out that they send to the fire department, we usually write those off and not charge them. Yeah.
I know the board and the district's position, but doesn't mean other people's. Any thoughts, either one of you on? You'll have to turn your mic on. Just push that button. And wait a minute. Push it twice. There you go.
Excuse me,
Commissioner Nail.
Commissioner Naylor. Commissioner Mycock, I fully understand what you're saying, and I too would be concerned that people may not call that should call. And I think it would be incumbent upon the department to make sure that people are aware, that the community is aware that they can call whether they have insurance or they don't. I think it's a matter of education, and I think that we can do that.
Contrary to popular belief, there are poor people in Cthulhu.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of them.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Okay.
The next we have on the agenda is the HVAC, and we are looking for prices. We kind of got nervous about the price here in Freedom Hall, so we're stepping back. But we're, we've been trying to Band-Aid this system that we've had. And it has been the condenser or something, and it's leaking. Not now. I mean, only when the air conditioning unit's on. So right now it's perfectly fine. Heat's working well. We're going to look into that when it gets towards warmer weather. But I'll look and see if we can come up with some numbers.
Is that original equipment to the remodel?
Yeah, 1986, I think it was around there. Yeah. So it's probably time.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's it for the old business.
Okay. New business, Chief?
Okay. We have, as you can see, there's a Life Pack 15. We had a Zoll machine that we used, an automatic defibrillator, as well as a monitor that we used, a heart monitor, a 12-lead monitor. It looks at your heart 12 different ways, basically. And we were having difficulty with this brand-new machine that we purchased for quite a bit of money. And it was state-of-the-art machine. It's Falmouth uses this machine, which is a lot busier than the third busiest on Cape Cod. Also, Chatham Fire uses this little machine. They've had some issues with it, but not as quite as many issues as we've had. They being Falmouth, has had Zoll incident report writing for their ambulance incidences. So their Zoll machine actually talks to their software very well. Ours is ImageTrend, and ImageTrend software does not really speak really well with this Zoll machine, and we were having difficulties pushing basically the information to the hospital through this machine. It was not getting there the way it should be, and sometimes it was dumping, and that's not good. So didn't hurt the patient at all. It just, you know, gave us not the ability to be able to use this information when we got to the hospital. And we had attempted many times with the Zoll company to correct this issue. They did not correct the issue. They said that they would correct this issue, and it went on and on until about a year. And we said, that's enough. We can't have this. So we ended up finding a buyer for this machine and looking at this LifePak 15, which we've had LifePak 12s before. This is just a newer version of LifePak 15. has worked seamless for us for years, and we ended up switching and purchasing that with the company. Now, of course, the Zoll company was not happy with us about that, but we did cite them through the state and had issues with their product. And no offense to the Zoll company, but that was an issue for us. And since then, we've had the LifePak 15 on the ambulance, and it's been working seamlessly. So we're very happy with it, and it's working fine. We've had that money that we used in for line item for emergency equipment, and that's what we used that money for. We did get about $16,000 for the old machine, so that was good. So that helped us pay for at least more than half of the bill. So you'll see that account when we do that budget. You'll see it down a little bit lower because of that fact. And it's working fantastic, and everybody, all the paramedics appreciate that very much. Any questions on the LifePak 15 at all?
Chief, will this be compatible with the new ambulance? You would have this transferred into the with the radios and everything?
Yeah.
That was Commissioner Hadley.
Yes, Commissioner. This will be compatible with the new ambulance that's scheduled to be here in the middle of January. But we already spec'd this machine out like it was going to be put into this new ambulance. So, great question. It is compatible, totally, fully.
Thank you.
All right.
You did mention the ambulance is coming. How long after we get it does it go into service?
It will be less than 2 weeks, so I would say to put it in service because we want to get this ambulance up and running. Our old ambulance that we're working right now is struggling. We've had brake issues that we've resolved, a few smoking issues from electrical stuff inside the ambulance, inside the box of the ambulance. So we've this ambulance is seeing its last days here coming soon, and we were hoping to replace it in December. There was an accident that happened with the company that we purchased the ambulance with, not for our ambulance, it was for another fire department off Cape, so that took precedence, so we took a back seat for about 25 days, so hence the reason why we're behind 25 days, but it's told to me that it's being, the box is being developed. All the plans are in, they were signed, and everything is moving forward. So we should see it middle of January. And by the end of January, it should be in service. And the administrative assistant to the fire chief, that's Christine Dolly. She's from Mashpee, real close actually to here. She's just been working great. I just wanted to mention, bring her for new business. Fantastic job. She's working the 15 hours a week. She is taking over the benefit sheets as well as the all the bills and warrants that we need to get to the treasurer's office, and working very well with Tony and Mr. Daly. So it's been wonderful to have this person, and my desk is actually clean right now. So, yeah, it's looking good. So we welcome Chris Dolly. She's a great resource for us.
What's your last name?
Dolly, D-A-U-L-E-Y, Christine. Okay, and the last thing is the truck committee. I know we had Commissioner Field on the truck committee, so we're going to ask one of you commissioners if we could grab one of you commissioners for a truck committee. We're looking for our new engine, possibly next year. It's slated to be new next year, and it's a fire engine. It's 265 needs to be replaced, and 263 is going to be replaced. And they were purchased like 2 or 3 years only apart, which is tough. We're going to try to extend 263 as much as we can, extend it out as much as we can so we can get some distance between these two vehicles. So we're not looking for two brand new vehicles. But if I could, have a motion for whoever would like to be on a truck committee, that'd be great, just so I can get these meetings going. So we're going to start pushing it.
One of the those things where if you step backwards, one of you will be the one standing there.
I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner.
Tom Hadley. I'll be on that subcommittee.
That's good. Great.
Thank you, Commissioner Hadley. Appreciate that. I will send you emails or call you, and when we're probably not until January, we're going to have our first meeting again to get up and running and stuff. Thank you very much.
Well, one question. Hmm. There had been talk about maybe leasing a vehicle.
Yes.
Would that be in that same?
Yes. Yeah. You
purview,
know,
in other words, if it came out better, the lease.
Well, certainly the lease is going to be a lot cheaper to do in terms of upfront money.
That could also be a way of separating the two vehicles, just as a thought, at least for a while, and then go into a purchase. Just
you know, you can always, just to throw it out there, you can always lease two vehicles and might be the price of one, you know, for buying one. So that might be an option maybe down the road, too, we can look at. But definitely, I have some good information on leasing vehicles. They do a lot of leasing. I know Sandwich Fire is doing that right now with one of their apparatus, and it's working out great. So we certainly can do that. We can look into that. And it's like a lease to buy, basically, at the end if you want to buy it or just trade it in for a new one.
You'd want to involve the treasurer in that, too, mm-hmm. Just to help us figure out the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else under new business? Anything coming forward, Chief? It's not listed that we would list next time.
Yeah, we... other than the minutes of the meeting, I don't have anything coming forward.
Okay. Well, we'll have our next meeting on December 18th at 1 o'clock. Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah, and Mr. Hadley will try to be on time. Yes, Ms. Case? Today, no, it's not listed. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Someone second it?
No, somebody second it or make
Commissioner
a motion.
Commissioner Nealon, make a motion that we adjourn.